Lyman alpha emitters in ionized bubbles, constraining the environment and ionized fraction, by A.C. Trapp et al. Lyman alpha emitters, LAEs, are excellent probes of the reionization process, as they must be surrounded by large ionized bubbles in order to be visible during the reionization era. Large ionized regions are thought to correspond to over-dense regions and may be protoclusters, making them interesting test beds for early massive structures. Close associations containing several LAEs are often assumed to mark over-dense, ionized bubbles. Here, we develop the first framework to quantify the ionization and density fields of high-Z galaxy associations. We explore the interplay between I, the large-scale density of a survey field, E, Poisson noise due to the small number density of bright sources at high redshifts, Z7, and E, the effects of the ionized fraction on the observation of LAEs. We use Bayesian statistics, a simple model of reionization, and a Monte Carlo simulation to construct a more comprehensive method for calculating the large-scale density of Ley regions than previous works. We find that Poisson noise has a strong effect on the inferred density of a region and show how the ionized fraction can be inferred. We then apply our framework to the strongest association yet identified. Hu et al. 2021 found 14 LAEs in a volume of 5000 centimegapercent cubed inside the Cosmos field at Z7. We show that this is most likely a 2.5 sigma over density inside of an ionized or nearly ionized bubble. We also show that this Ley association implies that the global ionized fraction is Q equals 0.60 plus 0.08 minus 0.09 within the context of a simple reionization model. This was Lyman alpha emitters in ionized bubbles, constraining the environment and ionized fraction, by A.C. Trapp et al.